Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Diesel. If you're a coffee fan, this will wake you up. Without diversifying the Arabica coffee plant, its market dominance may be at risk.
Annual coffee production is about 10 million metric tons and is one of the world's top traded commodities. About 60% of it is Arabica, which a new study traced to Ethiopia at least 600,000 years ago.
The study found that the Arabica population rose and fell with changes in the Earth's climates over thousands of years. Eventually, people began growing it in Ethiopia, but primarily in Yemen.
Today's chains like Starbucks and Tim Hortons exclusively use Arabica beans to brew up millions of cups of coffee every day. However, the new study highlighted Arabica's limited genetic diversity, which is caused by a small population size and interbreeding.
This means the Arabica plant is susceptible to pests and diseases, especially coffee leaf rust. This limits where it can be grown.
The study used state-of-the-art genomics to compare 39 cultivated Arabica varieties. They're estimated at just 10 to 50,000 individuals, which is a small number. One variety that was a spontaneous hybrid of Arabica is the Robusta strain. It's more disease-resistant and is used to make instant coffee.
Researchers are working to develop other varieties. The hope is that by understanding its origin and genetics, they can keep the world's favorite Joe thriving.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.